producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently a little different approach to the school district close down that we saw yesterday between L.A. and New York City. L.A. shut down the school district, you know, kind of, I thought did an appropriate response, okay? But, I mean, it was a pretty dramatic, very newsworthy response. New York City got the same threat. And they're like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Very interesting. We'll talk about what happened there. We have a woman who apparently got caught kissing a camel, I believe by the mother-in-law. Yeah, Saudi Arabia woman got caught kissing a camel. And the mother-in-law saw this. So furious that the bride is too afraid to come back home. Okay, a lot of us are afraid of our mother-in-laws, but what was she doing kissing a camel? I could think of a lot better, you know, better looking animals, but the camel was there. This, I don't even know what I want to make of this, okay? We have some psychiatrists weighing in on Darth Vader, Jabba the Hutt, C-3PO, and they have come up with diagnoses that they think these characters have. For example, they think C-3PO has a personality disorder. They think Darth Vader is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. So, we'll talk about that. I know some of us Star Wars geeks are interested in that. I love Star Wars. I just think they're doing too much hype for this movie. In fact, I have our Beasley Broadcasting Christmas party the night my kids are going to go. So I'm like, good, kids, you go. I mean, I hope, you know, there's you know, nothing kooky going on that night while everybody's running around in stormtrooper outfits. But so the kids are going. I'm happy. Kids, go be entertained watching Star Wars with some friends. Daddy and Mommy are at a Christmas party. So we're, you know, I'm excited. But other than that, I'm not overly hyping. We got Ron Futrell. I love this guy. Our political analyst is going to be coming on in the next segment. He's a VP sales and marketing for Avisite, which is a Las Vegas based drone company. I want to get his take on last night's debate. We got Amazon telling customers to get rid of their hoverboards because of quote unquote exploding batteries. We talked about that. I think airlines have been banning the hoverboards, and now Amazon is like, look, you know, if you bought one, may want to trash it. We'll talk about what Amazon is doing. And, you know, you vegetarians out there, I love you guys. Okay, I know you get a lot of heat, especially the vegans. You guys get, you know, ridiculed and picked on a lot. That's just because I think the world is jealous, you know, because we think you're healthy, and the fact that you could actually be in love with a vegetable, you know, and want to eat it multiple times a day. I think some of us are envious, but now there's this study saying the vegetarian lifestyle may actually be the cause of global warming. Oh, no. All right. Another reason to ridicule them. Not that they need to be ridiculed, okay? But it's, boy, that just adds more fuel to the fire. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so 900 schools were closed down yesterday for the online threat that had been sent to a school member in Los Angeles, and the threat had turned out to be a quote-unquote hoax. Can I just say, even though school was closed for 640,000 students, I really commend the L.A. School District for doing what they did and being on top of it. However, New York, they received a similar email threat, but they dismissed it. And the reason why is, I guess they saw that the name Allah was, I guess, typed incorrectly. They used a, I guess they used a lowercase. Okay, so anybody who, you know, really would, I guess, you know, be, you know, doing it in the name of Allah, you would have a capital letter for that. So it, New York was like, okay, then, you know, this is fake. And listen, I know a lot of us, you know, thought, look, why are they issuing a threat over an email? I mean, if they're going to be doing a threat, then they're, you know, then they're just going to do it. You know, most bad guys, they're just going to do it. They're not going to say, hey, guys, this is what we're doing. But you got to remember, okay? You know, San Bernardino is just too raw. It's, you know, it's still so raw. I mean, I don't believe all the funerals have been done yet. So, of course, California, you know, any city in California or county is going to have to be a little bit more proactive. And, you know, this is one of those things where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Okay, if the school district didn't close down, and word got out that they didn't close down after getting a threat like that that they thought was credible, they'd be in trouble too. So it's one of those things where they're going to be ridiculed and they're going to be criticized no matter what they did. Personally, I think out of an abundance of caution, I think it was a smart thing to do. And what I really, really am proud of, and I said this yesterday, is how they, you know, they had a system in place. And how they systematically executed this, I thought was very well done. They had public transportation involved. They had police involved. They had, you know, the schools already on lockdown. They had sweeps. And, yes, it looked like it crippled, you know, the city for, you know, 24 hours. I understand that's not something you want to, you know, display out there to the world. Man, look at this. Dude, your email, look at what it did. Ha ha. Funny. Funny, dude. Let's do it again. Let's hit Cook County now. I mean, you know, you don't want to sit there and show your vulnerability. But on the flip side, I think it showed some strength. Okay, we got it. We know what we're going to do. We have a system in place. All right. And what this did is it reminded all other school districts, okay, this could be us. Now, I know, like, where I live, we have Clark County School District. And, I mean, they're, I believe, the fifth largest school district in the country. Huge. Huge school district, okay? And they already have their poop together. I mean, they have systems in place, et cetera. But it was nice for us as parents to hear some of the police officers and you know, the school district say, you know, look, we have, you know, something in place. We're, you know, we're always watching. We're, you know, taking, you know, threats seriously if we get them. And so, you know, it was nice to see that, you know, yeah, every school district that, you know, we know is, you know, I guess ready. So this was a dress rehearsal. And I have no mind. I have no problem having drills or dress rehearsals. Don't go away. Ron Futrell going to be joining us with his political insight. Can't wait. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. My next guest, you guys have loved and heard on my show multiple times, and I cannot wait for this next segment because we got a lot to talk about. We got Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Avisite. It's a Las Vegas-based drone company, but he's also our political analyst. Ron, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, but don't make the expectations too high. Please, bring them down a little bit. Bring them way down and say, yeah, we don't know what this guy's going to say. He might say he doesn't know what he's talking about. But we'll throw him on anyway just as a random caller. How about that?
That's funny.
Brings them way down.
Number one, you're already so colorful. You got so much going on. But I'm really kind of excited, before we hit the debate topic, about, you know, the drone company, run. What's going on there? What's anything new in the whole drone industry? That's a Freudian slip.
Anything new in the drone? First of all, we're following you. Have you seen the drone that we follow you around? Follows you around? We've been spying on you for weeks now. You have a very interesting life. I didn't realize some of the places that you go in your spare time.
I visit the bathroom a lot.
But, okay, well, we're talking Christmas time. By the way, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and happy holidays to you and all of your listeners and everything. But Christmas is going to be a lot of drones. I mean, FAA estimated about a million drones will be sold over the holidays to people as gifts. That being said, they've also demanded registration by the end of the year. This is one of the things they want to do to make sure that they know if a drone crashes and flies, as it happened at the U.S. Open, as happened at college football games, if it crashes into the stands, if somebody's going rogue and flying illegally, they want to be able to track that drone back to the owner so that there's some accountability. So that's the purpose there, and that's what they're doing and requiring registration for drones. So that's one of the big changes this year. And the number of drones that will be out there.
I mean, it's like, what, $5 or something? It's not too expensive, but it's a pain in the butt.
Yes, not too expensive and easy to do. And basically what you're doing is getting aircraft have a tail number. It's called an N number on the back of the tail that identifies that aircraft. So it's basically going to be that system for drones. It seems to be reasonable to be able to do that. And, again, accountability is the main crux here to be able to make that happen.
And if somebody steals your drone, there's a place you could call going, look, somebody took my drone, so it's going rogue, someone hijacked it type of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Or let's say you lose it. Let's say it goes beyond line of sight because right now the only legal flight you can do, and there's other restrictions, but it has to be within line of sight. And if you happen to lose it, happens to go down, you know, the street and take off and go really rogue, there's a possibility you might be able to get the thing back. And if they cost you a few thousand dollars, that might matter to you.
Yeah. Well, okay, so, you know, come summertime, I don't like tan lines. So let's say I'm out there sunbathing, and I decide, you know, to let the puppies get some sun and vitamin D. How do I protect myself from a drone coming, or you just can't?
You probably can't. Well, can you protect yourself from a helicopter flying over shooting video?
Yeah,
you can.
Right.
You know,
well,
they're
I don't
up there
mind because
do.
You know you're in the news, so I wouldn't mind if you saw. I'd be like, hey, Ron. But you know, some other people that aren't in the media, I don't think I want them to see. Yeah.
Well, we've seen you at. We've got some video of you at Bear, the pool here in Las Vegas. It's actually, wow, nice bikini.
It was Senior Citizen Day, and so I was taking advantage of it because I got a discount at the pool.
My preference is the orange one over the blue one, but that's okay. You know, just saying.
So moving to the debate. All right, they're talking about the big winners and the big losers. What did you think?
So there was a fight in Vegas last night?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a sports talk show and you wanted to talk about Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo.
At the Indian
Grand. Or which fight? It's hard to tell.
Right,
we just have one fight after another here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Overall, anticlimactic. Maybe we've gotten used to Donald Trump just saying ridiculous things sometimes. And so it's just... It's become more commonplace. I went to the one 4 years ago, did not go to the one last night. As ranks, now you have to rank them among other Republican debates this year. Probably not real exciting. Donald Trump continues to be, well, I think a lot of Republicans liked him because he went on offense so well and so often and so much. Now he's become offensive with some of his childlike bantering that he does. During a debate that gets nowhere. I mean, the constant attacks of Jeb Bush of, okay, what your numbers are, what my numbers are, you might as well just go to the end of the stage. Pretty soon you're going to be off the stage. I mean, maybe that's good for when you're doing a TV show, but you're doing a serious debate, I think I at least have grown tired of that sort of stuff. It was amusing at first. Now it's annoying.
Well, where I'm at also is I think we're done with the primary. I think it's the primary has gone on so long that we're exhausted. And I don't think much is changing. So whoever's going to come out and win, we move on. We figure out who the running mate is. And then we start dealing with the current administration and Hillary. I mean, I hate to already say Hillary won, but I think for all intents and purposes, we could say whoever's going to be running against Hillary. I'm really kind of disappointed with Carly Fiorina. I thought she handled herself well, but as a woman, I thought it might not have been the most strategic for her to quote Margaret Thatcher with that quote.
If you want something talked about, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, first of all, I think there's better quotes out there. And second, I really wouldn't have thrown the ovary card. Not at that point. I wouldn't have.
Well, should we elect somebody based on their plumbing? Is the question. And if you talk to a lot of Hillary supporters, they will flat out tell you that the answer to that is yes, that we should elect somebody based on their plumbing. And they won't say it in those terms. They will couch it a little bit differently. I remember the former governor of Pennsylvania saying, this is going to be a historic election that we've got coming up here, and it's time now to elect a woman. And without talking about information and facts and positions and that sort of stuff. Ed Rendell said that. And so I just sort of shook my head and said, okay, so that's where what we've become, that identity politics has gone so far that we're just going to elect somebody based upon their plumbing. And I wouldn't want Republicans or Democrats, either side, to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Carly's a very, very smart woman. I mean, I've been very, very impressed with her. Just one thing that impressed me is she wasn't playing the woman card. And because I think that kind of takes us down a notch. On that same note, Dr. Ben Carson, it was a stupid question he was asked on, you know, could he make decisions as a commander in chief? And, you know, he brings up when he was a neurosurgeon and dealing with life or death situations. I wouldn't have brought that up either because it lessened, in a way, accidentally or inadvertently, you know, what our military does. I, as a doctor, and trust me, I've made life or death decisions too in the ER. I would never compare myself to being able to be, you know, be a commander in chief, you know, and having the military experience and all that. Even though that's not what he was trying to do, him bringing up, well, I'm a doctor, that to me lessened the argument.
Well, and it was a little bit odd. I think it was Hugh Hewitt that asked him that question, comparing, okay, you're a doctor and you save lives, so would you be willing to then bomb people and kill people and thus destroy, kill children? And the answer was, well, I've taken tumors out of, you know, brains and been able to do that and seen how children react and how happy they are that I've saved these lives. That sort of, it was sort of silly. It was like, okay, let's say this. Are you going to get asked the question, if you're a doctor and your job is to save lives, but somebody breaks into your house and you have a gun and they're going to threaten and kill your family, would you fire back at them? Well, the answer, of course, is yes.
Right.
You would, if you had a weapon, you would do that, and you would probably take a life, and you would have to do it to protect yourself. So,
why isn't anybody asking Hillary or any of the other, you know, candidates, you know, look, are, you know, would you be willing to kill innocent children in war? That's a stupid, you know, anybody running for president would say, I don't want to kill children, but, you know, you have to understand if war has to come, you know, we don't want war. None of us do. There's going to be casualties, and it's something, you know, that's the reason why we have to take any sort of, you know, declaration of war seriously. I would have just answered it like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and the serious question there to be asked is, do we change our rules of engagement, the ROI, the rules of engagement that we've used for wars in the past? If you look at there were no rules of engagement during World War II, and FDR, Democrat president, firebombed Dresden, leveled Dresden with civilians, leveled Berlin with civilians, leveled Tokyo, the firebombing of Tokyo with low-level B-29 bombers that were with incendiary devices that were designed to turn that city into flames. Those were worse in casualty rating than the nuke bombs at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So that's what we as a country did with a Democrat president during World War II. Are we willing in this day and age now to take and lessen some of the rules of engagement? Now we're at the position where if there's a child anywhere around, and now we have the technology through drones, okay, this wraps around the drones, we have the technology through drones to see who is there, and if there's a child there, because terrorists get close to children now, because they know our rules of engagement, we back off and don't bomb. Don't drop the 500-pound bomb down the chimney
if there's a child
in the house.
Ron, we're coming up on a break. I want to talk about this. Can you stay online for a little bit more?
I sure can.
We're coming up.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly, his show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joining us is Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Avisite. It's a Las Vegas-based drone company, and he's our political commentator. You know, Ron, you were bringing up a very good topic, which was also brought up in yesterday's CNN debate that was held at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Gorgeous venue, I might add. I mean, that was gorgeous.
Yes.
And how, you know, the way we have to do war now is... It's almost like asking our generals to have both hands tied behind their back. You know, how do you incorporate political correctness? Okay, you know, two, how do you try to reduce civilian casualties when you have something like ISIS that's hiding out and many times, you know, using these as cover?
I've got to ask you, Dr. Alia, did you play the bumper music for Wipeout?
Yes.
For a reason going into this segment?
Yeah.
Was that
I know.
Purposely. I thought I heard Wipeout there.
That is, that was from the 80s, yeah.
We're talking rules of engagement here, and there's last night on the stand, there was a lot of people talking about Wipeout. Mm-hmm. Okay, about taking that and doing and going out there and carpet bombing was the phrase used, and that's
right.
Well, we have carpet bombed as a country in the past. You know, that's what we did. That's how we won World War II, was carpet bombing. It wasn't as effective during Vietnam for a lot of reasons, and that had to do with some of the rules of engagement. Now, what do you do? And I work with, at Avasite, I work with a number of guys who have developed and worked with the drone company, the drone resources that we have in the U.S. military over the years at Creech Air Force Base, 35 miles north of Las Vegas, where they fly drones 8,000 miles away, and they're able to see with these brilliant cameras, they're able to see what's going on the ground and track terrorists and bomb them. Now, they try to do it at a time and a place where it's where they don't have collateral damage. And we can, with pinpoint accuracy, be able to do that in most cases. But we have to decide now whether, as a country, we're going to just wipe out ISIS regardless of where they are, because they are now using human shields on a regular basis and putting children around them and incorporating themselves, integrating themselves into cities to the point that we've got to make that decision where that goes.
And again, you know, we don't want boots on the ground, but, you know, how if you want, you know, strategically, you know, pinpoint targets and you know, you don't want to bomb civilians and you don't want to have collateral damage, then, you know, I think we are just tying our military's hands too much. And again, I'm not saying I want civilians to die, and I'm not saying I just want to, you know, carpet bomb everything, but, you know, when the rest of the world hears us debate like this, and this was a concern I had. I mean, you could definitely see the hawks, you know, in the group. And when they hear this, and here we are going, no, you know, we got to be politically correct. People are laughing. You know, I mean, when are people going to be afraid of, you know, messing with America again? I mean, look at what they could do to our school districts, you know?
Well, they did it yesterday in Los Angeles. They the second largest school district in the country, and they paralyzed it for a day. Somebody did with a hoax. Sounds like a hoax bomb scare of some sort. And that's the real danger, certainly, of altering our lives to a great degree because of the threat of terrorism. And that's the difference in a post 9/11 world. The reality is we live in a post 9/11 world that is less safe than it was before 9/11. All the reasons, we can debate that at some point, that, you know, books have been written, will continue to be written on why that's the case right now. Now we have to deal with how to deal with it. How do we take care of it? I would really like to see the countries in the Muslim world, those countries, and in fact, those leaders in that religion, take this on and clean their own house, so to speak. They're not doing it. And the comparison I draw is any other religion. If any other religion had this proportion of terrorists doing damage on the world stage, we would hold that religion accountable. We would hold that if Mormons were doing it, if Methodists were doing it, if Mennonites were doing it, if pick your M religion if you'd like.
Yeah.
If you want to limit it to that, whatever.
I brought that up. You know, Adam Sandler made a real bad movie a couple years ago, and all the Jews got on him. They're like, oh, my God, Jack and Jill was one of the stupidest things you could have done. You know, you see groups, you know, kind of jump on it pretty quickly. But, you know, on that point, I wanted to bring up, I think, you know, when it comes to our school districts and when it comes to security, I think, you know, the solution is easier than we know. I mean, Israel has been able to maintain, you know, security in schools and security in public places for decades now. They have a system. Now, I know, you know, Americans may say, no, it's not politically correct, but they know how to protect their schools. They have armed guards. You know, why aren't we spending the time and money? You know how much money we would save incorporating a system like Israel has to protect schools and public places? I mean, it looks like it'll be initially high cost, but, you know, why don't we take some advice from El Al Airlines and, you know, their Mossad?
Well, it works. Mm-hmm. It's effective and it works. And it then would require, here's where it gets politically incorrect, is it would require more people to have guns, the right people to have guns, and that scares people on the left. I like the right people having guns. Strong believer in the Second Amendment, and studies show, and common sense and logic shows, that terrorists or whoever you want to be, whether they be homegrown or whether they be Islamic radicals, They will not go into places where people are fully armed. They will not. They will attack a Christmas party in San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. Was that any mistake that it was done during Christmas / holiday party, mm-hmm. that they did it at that location in that place? No, that certainly was. They picked that spot to terrorize, mm-hmm. and for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. So, were there armed guards there? Would they have done the same thing? Absolutely not. They would not have. So we might have to go to that.
It's a layer of an onion. It's a deterrent, you know? I mean, you know, you see a bunch of Israeli soldiers in one area, you're not going to go there. You know, it's one of the, and I'm not saying, maybe that's what we need to do. We need to bring in the Israelis, you know?
Well,
I mean, if we...
and you mentioned that. I don't know if I've said it on this show before, but I lived in Northern Ireland during the Troubles, and I mm-hmm. saw a country racked with terrorism to the point that every single day, you heard machine gun fire. You heard single shots at night. Usually when the bombs went off, you would hear three or four bombs go off in the distance, and some of them close enough that you could feel them. So it was a country in the 70s racked by terrorism at that time, and they had to take security to be able to deal with it, to be able to stop it. The irony of what stopped what was going on in Northern Ireland is the IRA backed off after 9/11 because they didn't want to be associated with terrorism to that degree. And they backed down, Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams, they backed down because they understood that terrorism had now gotten to the point that they were going to have much more scrutiny on them for doing their I call them a small car bomb on a Belfast street, you know, became commonplace in Northern Ireland, and they backed down. So it's sort of interesting that slowed that terrorism down.
You know, Ron, one final question. Chris Christie said we're already in World War III. Well, what do you think about that statement?
I don't disagree with him. No. I don't disagree with him. And you look at biblical references, Old and New Testament, and they talk about that being the location of a World War III in the Middle East and some of the prophecies of that. That's the religious side of it. I think the real world side of it is we look at it, and there is an attack on the free world. There was a way – okay, how much time do I have left here? I'll be real quick, about a minute. Okay, in a minute. If you look at – now I'm going to go way back in history. You look at the 1300s, 1400s, and that day and age, we had a time where pirates were ruling the world. And the free world at that time didn't know how to deal with Pirates of the Caribbean. Today we have funny movies about it. Right. Put Johnny Depp in the movies, okay? So we can romanticize about the Pirates of the Caribbean. It was a very real, serious problem that was going to destroy the free world if it was not solved. What happened at that time was the entire free world got together and stopped it and solved it. It took a long time for them to do it, but they laid down the law. They got serious. They took them out. They executed them. They got rid of the pirates. Back then, we have to look at that model, if you will, and the entire free world needs to combine, get together, and destroy it, period,
exactly.
Or it will continue to be a
problem. It can't just
be on
America's shoulders. Agreed.
Yes.
Ron Futrell, sales and marketing for Avisite, Las Vegas-based drone company. Ron, thank you again for your political commentary. I love having you on. We'll have you back again soon, okay?
Always my pleasure. Thanks,
Take care. Merry All right. Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. See ya.
Thank you. Bye. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess some people are talking about how vegetarians may be to blame for climate change. Can I just say this is getting ridiculous? This is really, really getting ridiculous. The climate, I believe, is changing. I think we've seen some very, very warm winters back east. We've seen a lot of, you know, interesting weather occurrences in my neck of the woods. But I just don't think a person eating a vegetable or a person who is, I guess, you know, a week overdue on their smog testing is the cause of it. Now, I understand it's collectively a bunch of us, and mind you, I don't like seeing a lot of pollution. I don't like hearing how China has, you know, smog to the point where everybody has to wear masks, and I hate hearing those stories, but I just don't think that the atmosphere is that small that, you know, our emissions could cause that. However, a study from Carnegie Mellon University found that many common vegetables require more resources per calorie and produce higher greenhouse gas emissions than other types of meat. So, a vegetarian diet may not be as beneficial for the environment as a meat-eating diet. This is according to this study, okay? Don't kill the messenger. Now, yes, it may allow us to lose weight, but they think we emit more. We talked about farts. Didn't we talk about farts? We talked about the nitrogen and the methane and the, yeah. You know, we talked about that. And how, you know, the more you have gas, the more it could hurt the environment. We talked about how, you know, none of us want to smell another person's gas. That's why it stinks. Okay, the reason why a fart stinks is because it's your human, when humans are around other humans, that's a defense mechanism. You're not supposed to breathe that air. Our noses are very, very close to our mouth. Why? Because we need to be able to smell the air we're breathing. If something is toxic, then we know to turn away and to have our mouth, because many of us are mouth breathers, have our mouth someplace else. Okay, so if you're in an elevator and you smell a, which happens. I mean, you know, a lot of people, once they get to the elevator, why do you fart in an elevator? Because you're running around, you're, you know, running all over the place. Finally, you get to stop for about a minute and a half, and your parasympathetic system starts to kick in, and you're allowed to fart. You have the time. You know, a lot of women, you know, they say they don't have gas. They do. Okay. We women have gas. Okay. We just don't like to talk about it. And you know, men don't want to hear about it. You think my husband wants to hear from me? He wants me to be all butterflies and beautiful and all that. All right. And boy, after day one of being married to me, he saw that wasn't the case. Poor guy. He doesn't know where our marriage license is. I have it hidden just in case he wants to rip it up. Yeah. I know he will. He's going to be like, man, I am done with you, woman. I can't even open the windows anymore. This is ridiculous. So we women, I mean, we're very, very busy people. We have to run around. We have kids in the car. We have to drop the kids off. We have to work. We have to, you know, deal with all the issues we're dealing with, you know, mother-in-laws, whatever. And, you know, we're busy, busy people. All of a sudden, you get into a grocery aisle or an elevator or your car and you sit down for a second and that's when you have to fart. Okay, but a lot of us, you know, whether we're vegetarian or not, shouldn't really make a difference on the climate because that was the purpose. I don't know why I had to start talking about, you know, grocery store aisles. I usually keep my gas quiet because I, you know, here's the thing. People know who I am. The last thing I want is somebody to go, you know. What my biggest concern is I have walked into other people's farts and then people think it was me. And that's scary. And I had to tell them, no. Okay, you would see a big toxic green cloud if it was me. That wasn't me. You know, and then, you know, you run the other way. Anyway, all right, they say eating lettuce is over 3 times worse in greenhouse gas emissions than eating bacon. Okay, I don't eat either, so we're good, said Paul Fishbeck, professor of social and decision sciences and engineering and public policy. He said, yeah, there's a public policy on farts. You know that. Lots of common vegetables require more resources per calorie than you think. Eggplant, celery, cucumber look particularly bad when compared to pork or chicken. Believe it or not, humans are carnivores, so our body may handle meat better than it handles roughage. That doesn't mean don't eat roughage. That doesn't mean that at all, okay? And, they're sending cows. There's, I don't know how many millions of dollars are being put into this, but they're sending cows farts. They have a rectal tube in the cow's butt, and they have, I guess, bags and air tanks on the cows, and they're collecting cows' farts to take a look at the, you know, emissions. But see, cows are herbivores, so maybe you know, maybe that's how they're getting a lot of their information. I don't know. All right. Michelle Tom, a PhD student in civil and environment engineering, and Chris Hendrickson of Hammerschlag University, professor of civil and environmental engineering, examined the food supply chain to understand the relationship between obesity in the U.S. and the environment. That's a nice way of them studying farts. The researcher found that eating, I am a PhD student. I can't wait to, you know, turn in my thesis. And, you know, what do you want me to do? Give me my project. All right. Cover farts. How, sir? Just do it. Okay, come up with something. Well, I can't say that in the paper. Well, talk about the environment and, you know, make it sound all intelligent, but somebody's got to study farts and climate change. All right, sounds good. We could use it for the next presidential debate. The research found that eating fewer calories and reducing the weight of the population would lead to reductions in energy, along with a 9% drop in water use. Eating healthier foods increased the environmental impact. It's very interesting. They have a picture here of eggplants, and they're trying to make the eggplants look really gorgeous. I don't like eggplant. Like, you know, if you're going to give me eggplant parmesan, give me some meat. Don't try to put something in there pretending to be chicken. Okay, I mean, if I'm going to eat parmesan, I want chicken parmesan. But I got to tell you, baba ganoush is very, very good. So if you guys haven't eaten baba ganoush, that is one way to get eggplant into you. But you do. You have a lot of gas after baba ganoush. You just do. Fruits, vegetables, dairy, and seafood contribute to a 38% increase in energy use, along with a 10% increase in water use. They say there's a complex relationship between diet and the environment. They say what is good for us health-wise is not what's best for the environment. You know, it's interesting. You don't really toot a lot when you eat, like, you know, Hostess, you know, cupcakes and stuff. That's why a lot of us, I got to tell you, and we've talked about this, one reason why a lot of us reach for junk food, etc., is we don't go to the bathroom as much. You know, we could time it a little better. If I ate a salad with some flax seeds on it, or I had some beans for lunch, I'm going to be in trouble by 3-4 o'clock. Yet if I eat a burger and grab a Hostess cupcake, I'm good. I'm not going to have any gas or any need to poop until I get home later that evening when I get home at 7, 8 o'clock at night. What, too much information? Tough. All right, no, but think about it. Many of you guys will grab food depending on your bowels. You know, one really good diet that works is the Metafast diet. My husband lost a lot of weight. My patients lost a lot of weight. I can't do it. Within an hour and a half, I get horrible gas. I can't do it. There's no way. No way. I got too many things to do. I am busy. You know, sometimes I have to be on camera later in the afternoon. I can't do it. Can't do it. Researchers examined the food supply chain to understand the relationship. They studied the impact of food from growing, processing, transporting to food sales. Then they measured changes in energy use, the blue water footprint, and the greenhouse gas emissions. So eating fewer calories and reducing the weight of the population leads to reductions in energy, but increase in emissions. So I guess, the beans and the roughage and all that. Now, many of you will say, look, okay, once you eat it all the time, you could control the gas. I agree. It's just, you know, how to get somebody to stick with it for months. You know, I think it takes about a good month or two to get the bowels to be on track. Some of you will say a couple weeks, but a lot of my patients say, look, it took about a good month until the gas started to go down. All right. How many of you are that patient? Now, I want you to incorporate vegetables, but a lot of you guys, you don't, and I understand there's a lot of practicality reasons there, all right? Don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.